Hallelujah. Lift up your hands this morning. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, we lift you up. You lift me up. Well, lift up your hands. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. Hallelujah. You lift me up, hallelujah, unfailing love, stronger than mountains, deeper than ocean, reaches to me, unfailing love, hallelujah, stronger than mountains, deeper than oceans, reaches to me. Come on, say, you are my strength like no other, strength like no other, reach to me. Come on, say, you are my hope, you are my hope. A hope like no other, a hope like no other, reach to me and say, you are my peace, you're my peace. Yes, Lord, peace like no other, peace like no other, reach to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. Hallelujah. You lift me up in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up, 'cause you're my strength, you're my strength, strength like no other. That's why we lift up our hands this morning. Strength like no other, strength and to me, you are my strength, you are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other, strength and to me, in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up, unfailing love, stronger than mountains, deeper than oceans. Strengthen me, unfailing love, stronger than mountains, deeper than oceans. Reach to me in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name. You lift me up. You lift me up in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name. You lift me up. Lift me up, unfailing love, stronger than mountains, deeper than oceans. Reaches me, reaches me, and it reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, yes, it was the blood that gives up strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. The blood that Jesus shed, oh, for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Way back on Calvary, the blood that gives us strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes our doubts and calms our fears. It dries up all of our tears. It was the blood that gives us strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, it was the blood that gives us strength. Hallelujah. From day to day, it will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose its power. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name.
Nothing about the blood. Something about that blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Host, are you there?
Glory, glory, glory. Yes, 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 yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus will never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, that's something to meditate on this morning. The blood of Jesus. Thank you so much, Minister Roslyn, allowing God to use you, bringing us before his presence in songs and worship. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Keisha, for allowing God to use you, waking us up this morning with that joyful voice, worshiping God in spirit and in truth as you enter and allow people to enter in, saying their name and where they're calling from this morning. God bless you both. God be with you both and have a glorious day. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Good morning, good morning, good morning, my TMC family and friends. It's so good to hear the voices come on this morning. It's so good to know that God has woke us up this morning and brought us once more and again to the Master's Call, which is our telecommunication sanctuary. Yes, yes, yes. Let me share a little bit about it. It started back in 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, standing on God's Word, Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day, each and every day. We definitely have a website you can go to and pull messages there and that are archived there. When you get ready to just hear a word, you can go to the website, which is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And you'll notice the bios of the speakers as well as our theme for this year, and which is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he experienced, all he instructs us to do, excuse me, in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience will we continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this awesome ministry. You can be a greeter, as Minister Keisha did so graciously. You can be a psalmist, as Minister Roslyn did, bringing forth singing before the presence of the Lord. And you may want to be a host, which is what yours truly is doing. And then you might even have a word in your belly that you want to bring forth. You can do so. And please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. You can also send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports and to info@themasterscall.net. But take note that on Fridays, the second half of the call, we will personally take your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. And we can pray together and praise God together for all the things he has done for you. Now, what brought most of us together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International, which is now Artist Life, has been established well over 33 years by the Diaz de Leon family, and we definitely have some products that can help you get healthy as well as wealthy. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and they will truly share with you about the phenomenal products of Artist Life. Not only that, every Monday through Friday, right after this call, there's a morning motivational call that's held that gives you great information on these products. And today, it is called Presidential Tuesday, where the wonderful, dynamic Executive President Candida Mosley will be hosting, and she will be joined with another dynamic lady, Manager Denise Brown. That number is 667-770-1525. The code is 294-617-pound. Well, what I'm going to do is get ready to get out of the way because we have another dynamic lady. This woman of God is truly a servant leader. She has a heart for family. She has a heart for outreach. She has a heart that dwells in the goodness of God. And you'll hear this as she ministers with her compassionate stories. I'm talking about the phenomenal, dynamic lady we call Minister Ruth Smith. She resides now. God has blessed her with a new home. Praise God. And we're excited for her. And she resides in Macon, Georgia. So God is doing great and mighty things in her life. So the voice after I pray will be none other than our wonderful Minister Ruth Smith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have brought us here once more and again. You have brought us into a place, Lord God, that we can dwell on your goodness, dwell on your mercy, dwell on your love. And Father God, as Minister Rosalind said, the blood that never loses its power, we thank you for it. We thank you for the blood that flows warmly, Lord, down the veins of all of us, Lord God, to realize that we are new in Christ, predestined for greatness, because, Father, you made us heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, that we can call those things that be not as though they were. So with that, Lord God, we're giving you praise and we're giving you glory because we, your people, are here to hear what the Spirit is telling us this morning. So use your wonderful, dynamic woman of God this morning. Let us know, Father God, that you're here with us. Thank you for using this minister in the gospel, Father God, as she ministers to us, that we, your people, will hear what the Spirit is saying. Thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. Bless our going out and our coming in, Father God. And Father God, as we hear your word and adhere, not only hear, but be doers of your word, Father God, let this day be a day, Father God, that you will be glorified and the body will be edified. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. Thank you, Lord God, for the awesome co-founders that started this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pecola. And we ask, Father, blessings upon these women of God like never before. And we'll be careful to give your name all the glory and the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. Minister Ruth Smith.
Well, good morning, my sister, Prayer General. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. Take it away.
Awesome, awesome. And thank you, my dear, for that gracious introduction. I count it a privilege and an honor to come before each and every one of you today here on the Master's Call. Oh, thank you so much. And I also just want to give honor where it's due to our fearless leaders, Reverend Dr. Pecola and Reverend Dr. Vanessa. Let's continue to keep these dynamic and powerful women in prayer as they carry the weight of this TMC ministry. Yes, we all work together on the leadership team. Everyone calls in, and we appreciate your support, but we have to keep the burden bearers and the ones that are going to prayer for us even as we sleep. Let's keep these two women in prayer. Bless each and every brother and sister and young person that has tapped in and dialed into our call today. I am Minister Ruth. I am just excited and pleased, and I kind of don't see myself as a minister, so I see that just rolled out. I don't know what's up with that. Just really see myself as an individual who has been given many gifts. One would be that of encouragement, and I've been told that I never meet a stranger and that I bring peace when I come in a room. I know sometimes I don't feel peaceful, but that seems to be the vibe or the energy that has been graced to me by our Creator, and I count the ancestors. I thank them for giving me a strength of resilience. Going through a personal tough time right now, however, I am grateful. So my message today is inspired by my pastor, Dr. Jeffrey Chaplin Sr. from Raleigh North Christian Center, of course, in Raleigh, North Carolina. After COVID, I moved, relocated back to Atlanta from North Carolina after COVID, and just found this awesome church family that embraced me after I had left my former church family after 11 years. So I was really seeking and very careful on which church I decided to attend, and the Lord placed me. One of my dear friends referred me to go to Raleigh North, and I was truly blessed there until I relocated back to Atlanta in 2019. So the message is inspired by Dr. Chapman. The main key scripture will be Ephesians 4 and 22, which tells us about putting on a new nature. The title of the message, The Warfare That Is in Your Mind. And I think this is very powerful in that, you know, we're always caught up in our mind, in our thinking. We'll set to do one thing, and then we'll something will happen. We'll become distracted or busied with another project or something else at work or the children or our spouse or whatever's going on in our life, and we're distracted, and then we shift from our divine purpose, often chasing after something that's not really for us. And then there comes the battle, the spiritual battle that's in the mind. We must fight against this every day. We cannot do this on our own. The only way we can conquer this is by having a relationship with the manufacturer of our soul, the one who created us. So I'll tell a brief story. I remember when my mother passed in May of 1979, and I was incredibly close to my mother. So I had just turned 13 in March, so 2 months later when my mom passed, I always suffered from horrific night tremors and nightmares. That really, when I dream, it's like a movie. So it's like I'm really in the dream. I see the actual person, the colors, their facial expressions, everything. It's like watching a movie when I dream. And I remember I woke up one night, and she was, with her back turned, laying in the bed with me. I shared a bunk bed with my niece in Inglewood, California. And it freaked me out because I was a little skittish, scary child. I mean, you could say boo, and I would jump. So it really frightened me. And when she turned around, my mother had really dark eyebrows, really thick hair. And her eyebrows was like one brow, like really dark. So it didn't quite look like her. It seemed to be her silhouette, but it didn't look like her. And I shared that with my cousin, First Lady Joyce Mitchell, there in Indiana. And she told me that that particular spirit was not my mother. And I'm like, okay, now I'm really scared because here I am 13 and she's telling me this. But it needed to be said. So she explained it to me. And while I do believe, I believe in good and not so good. Like it's perfect balance. There are things that are good and there are things that aren't good. So she explained to me that everything that comes to you, you can't say it's all coming from the Lord. He allows it, but there's a purpose for it. You have to be able to discern which is good and which is not good. So she taught me at that very moment at 13 how to go to warfare, tap into the spirit that Creator has placed in you, and battle against something that's coming against you, you know, in your dreams or at late at night, you know, like at your most vulnerable times. You know, I had just lost my mother, very traumatic, stopped talking for a whole week. And here I had this image in the bed with me that seemed to be real life. So she taught me how to pray those things off of me. And to this day, I still use some of the, you know, the prayer and just that stance and really tapping into what the Lord has given us, stirring up the gift within myself to be able to battle. So we often have spiritual, I call it spiritual spookiness sometimes, or, you know, sometimes we make up things and we just blame the devil for every single thing. And oftentimes these are tests. You know, you test the spirit. That's what the word tells us, that we test anything that comes your way that isn't clear and concise, if it's questionable. If your spirit is telling you something is just not right about the situation, that is when you tap into your spiritual wherewithal, which will have you put on the new nature. You can't revert back to that old, scary, uncertain, worriness nature. You have to remember that you're a child of the King. You have to remember that no weapon forced against you shall prosper. Word doesn't say the weapons won't come. Of course they come. They're all around and about you. However, when they come, it won't take you out unless you allow it. So we have to know that everything is not the enemy, and you can't always put Holy Spirit on everything. There are times to where the test comes, and we have to stand. Most of us have been in church all of our life. I know I have. Like, my very first memory was being drugged to church. Like, my mom taking me to church. We didn't even know what it was, but she took us. So, you know, when you have, you know, we have heard so much word and so many scriptures and so many lessons, and we have all this spirituality, and we have a relationship with our Creator, and we've listened to the tapes, and we've read books. So now, and especially during these times, we're 2 years into this virus, this plague. If your faith hasn't been increased, if you haven't learned how to fight this spiritual battle, not with your physical hands, but with your mind, with your actions, with what you do, with what you say, with how you live, if we haven't learned that by now, we are definitely behind the eight ball, and it's time to tap into all of the message that you've heard here on the Master's Call. Go back, go to the website, tap into a message, look at a title. If it touches your spirit or whether it doesn't, just tap into it. Go back, read the messages, grab out your iPad, your pen, your paper, whatever you have to take notes. You know, jot the scriptures down. Listen intently. Carve out that time. And before you do all of that, stop and ask the Lord to give you strength, discernment, wisdom, and understanding. We definitely need wisdom and our discernment to be able to understand the scripture. Pull some other books that are encouraging to help you really dissect. And more importantly, not just theory, not just reading the word and inspiring messages and listening. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and that's how I learn, you know, just audio and visual. But apply it to your life, real life application. You know, test your own faith. Don't wait for the trial to come, because sometimes you fall off your square and you don't do what you know you should do. But it's like when we were in school, there were pop-up quizzes, there were practice tests, there were exams, homework. Why shouldn't our due diligence with the manufacturer of our soul, our Lord, our restorator, our redeemer, the most powerful one, why shouldn't that time with our Father be as important as when we were trying to make those great grades or trying to get on, you know, the dean's list or trying to get that promotion at work? You know, everything that we do, we can't help it because we have a selfish nature. We live in this flesh, but we have to remember who we are honoring and what we do. So it's just very important. So anything that comes to challenge the Lord's plan in your life, you have to convert your mind back to what you know is good, what you know is true. Think on things that are holy. Think on things that are just. And don't allow your mind to master over you. Don't allow sin to master over you. You master over it. You are in control. And the you that is in control is the spirit that is inside of you that was designed by the Creator. We work in tandem. We work in communication. It's a perfect balancing act where the center of our hope, our life, our strength, our power, everything, the center, just imagine a seat and a huge auditorium, a huge amphitheater. There's always a key person or something that everyone is focused on. And when that person stands up or comes in a room, everyone stands. When that person speaks, everyone is silent. That is the Lord that is the center of your life. The Lord commands that level of intention and that level of just really stewarding our minds to be able to focus on what the Lord would have us to do. And listen, my brother, my sister, my young person, you are going to fail from time to time. You're going to have victories. You're going to have defeats. Minister Keisha reminded us today, triumphant. There's victory. We win. We win. But when you fail, that's part of life. So when you fail, just learn from the lesson, because I fail so much. I'm like, after I finish, you know, doing something or making a decision, typically it's with decisions with me. I'll just be transparent. But when it happens, and it does happen from time to time, kind of often, depends on the season that I'm in, now at 56 years old, I actually look back and say, okay, I just went off my budget, and now I need to do this or that differently. What did I learn from that lesson? This is what I did. I know that wasn't the Lord's way. Now I have to, you know, pull money from here or do this or do that or whatever the situation is, whatever poor decision you make. We don't always make good decisions. That would not be, we wouldn't be truthful if we said, oh, every decision I make is an awesome decision. No, it's not. Sometimes we make decisions that hurt other people. Sometimes we make decisions that are life-changing. Most of us, especially those in the church, and this is all documented, we're in financial ruin. I mean, we go to church, we jump, we shout, we scream, and okay, that's good. You know, I can jump and shout and scream with the best of them because I was raised up in the holiness church, and that's pretty much all we did. But what I'm saying is that after all that is done, how's your relationship with your husband or your wife? How's your relationship with your children, with your adult children, with your grandchildren, with your coworkers? We have to look at these things. And how's your family life? Is your house in order? Is it clean? Is it organized? There's always something to do to make life better. And we really have to, when those spiritual battles come our way, because it's coming. Most people are either in a storm, getting ready to go through a storm that they may or may not know, or there's a storm waiting for them on the other side of this wonderful harvest. So there's harvest and there's famine. During the harvest, are you saving your money? Are you planning for the famine? Because we know the famine is coming. The country's in a financial crisis right now, among other things. There's not only rumors of wars, there's actually wars going on. And not just in Ukraine. There's wars going on all around the world that we may or may not know about. So it's all spiritual. Yes, we live in the physical body, but we have to remember as believers in the one who created us, the great and most powerful, mighty deity of all, the manufacturer of our soul, the one who created us, we must tap in to what is given to us spiritually. Then, not with our physical hands, not even with our minds, but with the spirit and the soul and the very essence and the strength that the Lord has given us. Why? Because he is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathways. Young woman, become a Proverbs 31 woman, so your husband will be blessed at the gate. Young man, be a man like David, a man after the Lord's own heart. Young person, remember to obey your parents so your days will be longer. The word gives us all the knowledge that we need. So, as I conclude, when you face a battle, whatever that battle is, whether it's public or private, always tap in to the power that the Lord has given each and every one of us. Remember, whether you know your gift or not, whether you know your divine purpose or not, the Lord has given everyone a measure of faith. He is fair, he is just, he is true. It's up to you to tap into that. Host, are you with us?
I am. Thank you, Minister Ruth, for that on-time message. And to remind us that we definitely have to
put our trust in the Lord through these battles. God bless you. God bless you. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you, Lord, because you are El Shaddai all by yourself. You're the great I am. You're the Rose of Sharon. You are the everlasting Father. Besides you, Father, there is none other. We thank you, Father God. We can call on you, and you said you will answer and then show us great and mighty things. We thank you, Father, for this awesome woman of God who have poured into us, Lord God, who have blessed us with your word and reminded us, Lord God, that we have to put our trust in you. Through these tribulous times, Lord God, we know, Father, that we have already won because you have given us the victory through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that as we trust in you with all our hearts, lean not to our own understanding, in every way acknowledge you, you will truly direct our paths. We thank you, Father God, that we can speak. It is well in our spirits. It is well in our souls. It is well because you are dwelling on the inside of us. So, Father, thank you for this woman of God. We ask that you pour back virtues of blessing into her, Lord God, her family, her loved ones. Father God, meet the every need, Lord God, because you said you would supply every need according to your riches by Christ Jesus. And you also said, Lord, when we delight in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. So, Father, thank you for giving the desires of our heart in this very season, in this given time. We thank you, Father God, for every person on this call. We ask that you bless their going out, bless their coming in, bless where their hands touch and where their feet tread. We know, Father God, that you are with them. You never left them nor forsaken them. So we give your name praise. We give your name glory, that they will walk boldly in you, Lord God. They will stand tall in your word, Father God. They will trust you in every given situation. And, Father, it reminds me of your word when we says, Lord, that the sufferings of this world that we go through cannot be compared to the glory that's instilled in each and every one of us. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we call these people healed by the name of Jesus Christ, by the precious blood, hallelujah, Eugene, Miracle, Malik, Candace, Taryn, Jerry, Eleanor, Stephanie, Sandra, Mark, Rita, Lucille, Angel, Baby Dallas, Kamalia, Uncle Herman, Wanda, Joseph Washington, Tamika, Margaret, Princess, Sandy, Richard, Cheryl, Ron, Marion, Lillian, Raja, Elder Robert, Abby, Sarah, Simone, Elder Richard, Paul, Troy, Noel, Dr. Blackwood, David, Champ, Diane, Rosemarie, Carol, Byron, Lord God, Buster, Link, Adrian, Carmen, Miss McDonald, Mother Pruitt, we call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We ask you, Father, that you put your arms around the bereaved families, Lord God, the Marshall family, Cox, the XL, the Estes family, Wilson, Kamalia's family, Sheaton, Durden, Elliot, Fidel, Tankston, even the family of Doug Grace, Lord, as we found out that he went home to be with you, the family of Jimmy, Lord God, touch John and Amy like never before, the Tate family. Nobody can just touch their hearts and mend their hearts like you can, Father. So we thank you for doing it, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. And we give your name praise. We give your name glory for Artist Life in its entirety. Touch Mom and Papa, Diaz de Leon, and all of the family, Lord God, and those that are participating in the Artist Life family. Strengthen and empower like never before. In Jesus' name, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. Well, I know you want to share this message with someone. This playback is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And remember, the Presidential Tuesday on MMC is coming up next. That's 667-770-1525. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Thank you, thank you, thank you Minister Keisha, for allowing God to use you on this triumphant Tuesday. We give God glory as you greeted and seated everyone with the love of the Lord. And thank you, Minister Roslyn, for allowing God to use you in praise and worship. And we thank you, woman of God, Miss, you say don't call yourself minister, but yes, you are minister, Minister Ruth Smith. Thank you so much for allowing God to use you and reminding us how powerful we are as we trust in the Lord through these trying times. Thank you, sister. Would you come back and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. We give you praise always, and we thank you for helping us to fight each and every one of our spiritual battles. Don't forget the morning motivational call that's coming up next. Have a blessed and prosperous day.